Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Department store aisles are filled with flashing battery-operated devices to engage your baby. But as Roberta Golenkoff, professor of education, psychology, and linguistics at the University of Delaware reveals, some of the most educational toys haven't changed in centuries.
North Americans love technology. If it talks to us, requires a charge, and responds to a touch, we gotta have it. But is the same true for our kids? Although they love these devices too, should parents be tempted to forego purchasing those colorful blocks and puzzles that have been staples in children's toy chests for centuries? A study we conducted suggests that opting for an electronic toy over that block set might be a big mistake. Playing with blocks may be crucial for helping children develop spatial thinking or envisioning where blocks go in relation to other blocks as they build. Putting block structures together and taking them apart may yield important lessons for math, too, where, after all, we add parts and take parts away all the time. We asked 3-year-old girls and boys to copy 6 block structures we built. So, for example, we showed each child a block structure made out of 4 blocks and asked them to make the same thing. We gave them the exact number of blocks they needed, but all separated. Not so simple for a 3-year-old. For one thing, the blocks have little pips on them. If a child puts a block over the wrong pips, they made a mistake. And children have to notice whether a block in the model is horizontal or perpendicular to the block on the bottom. We found that both boys and girls who were better at copying the block designs were also better on nonverbal math problems. Experiences with building blocks may turn out to be building a foundation for understanding math.
That was Roberta Golenkoff of the University of Delaware.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.